Welcome to another episode of We're Disappointed, the show where two average folk talk about things in media, in society, in life that tend to be disappointing. All right, so we've all seen it, right? Like, people online who have like an absurd, weird relationship with celebrities. Like, who immediately comes to mind is Elon Musk and his cult of followers who like...
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand what this man has done to deserve the following he has.
I think that it's, well, like, my thought is that it's just he is extraordinarily mediocre, but has a lot of money. And so lots of people who are themselves mediocre think that that could one day be me.
But he was born into money, though.
Yeah, but they don't think about that. I mean, you could just put a period after think in that sentence. It's just, they don't think. Mm.
Like, it's really bizarre. Just, like, that's what this episode is about. Like, idol worship and the weird relationships that people have with celebrities that don't make any fucking sense. But, yeah.
And this isn't really a recent phenomenon, because I just remember going to the grocery store with my mom and, like, you know, like, seeing, like, the tabloids in the checkout lane, and it's like this, like, it was confusing then too, just like all of the like celebrity gossip rags and stuff like that. And it's just like number one, usually it's like, who are these people? And number two is like, why does anyone care? It's not that interesting.
I was gonna say, like, it predates that, like, it predates us. Like, I'm pretty sure this goes back to like ancient Rome and whatever, like whenever people had plays and they'd have like an actor that they liked, and they would just like, they were probably obsessing over them as well. It's just, I don't get this thing. Like, I'm not saying don't like things. I'm not saying I don't like things. It's just like, I like things and I'm able to separate myself from the things enough that I can have a life outside of this thing.
Well, I think like also it's like, it's because I understand, like, if you like an actor or an actress or something and you like the movies that they're in, like, you're invested in them as like an artist, right? And I just feel that that's like different to be invested in someone as an artist versus invested in someone as a celebrity, because in the former, you're just focused on the art that they're producing and enjoying that. And the latter, it's like you have to be all up in their business and like know all their personal details and like tweet at them and stuff like that.
I feel like I've seen more of the latter than the former, just like personally.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I just think that like there is a way to be like really into someone as an artist, but also not like a weirdo about it.
I feel like in theory, I don't know if it actually works in actuality. Like, I feel like there's a lot of stuff that like we should be able to do and it makes sense to do. And then I feel like human beings are just not capable of doing that thing.
Well, it's like, I like Colin Firth a lot. And, like, I'll, like, usually, like, if I hear that he's gonna be in a movie, like, I'll seek it out and I'll watch it. Like, even, like, really terrible ones, I'll just be like, okay. Like, I'll sit down and I'll watch it and I'll be the end of it. But, like, I don't know anything about him. Like, I don't know if he's married. I don't know if he has kids. I don't know anything about his personal life. I don't care.
Yeah, I feel like you're in the minority with that. Like you can have just like a passing like of someone. Like, that's just like with people. Also, like, I don't understand why people don't treat celebrities with the same kind of distance that they treat each other with. But I guess it's because part of the problem, which can go back to Elon Musk, is like a weird pseudo relationship that they make up in their own minds that justifies this level of investment in their lives.
I mean, I feel like it's always, there's always been levels of that, but I do feel that social media has exacerbated it, because now it's like you can like, you know, tweet at your favorite celebrity and like think that they might respond. Tweet back at you or something. Mm-hmm.
And but a lot of the times they might respond too, though. Like they'll retweet people. Like my youngest brother, he has got, like, he's mostly doing this, I think, for trying to promote his own stuff. Because it's like, you know, there's the social media thing where it's like, if you get enough likes, like on Twitter specifically, then likes and retweets, you get enough attention, then you can slide your own thing in there. Uh-huh. But it's like the way you get that initial attention is if someone bigger than you retweets you, and he has been successful in this like twice with bigger name people, like big name, like rappers, where he like will reply, not reply to them directly, because like, you know, reply is like you're trying to have a conversation, but he'll mm-hmm. retweet, which is, I hate that I know all this. A retweet is like you're taking what the person said and building on it and adding it to your own timeline, which is not the same as, then the person can see it or not, but it's not flagged the same way a reply is, which is like, oh, you must look at this. It's like, oh, this is a thing that happened. But twice he's retweeted something a bigger person has said with his own commentary, and they've gone on to put that on their own timelines, and he's gotten mm-hmm. some movement from that. And I forgot why I brought this up in the first place.
Yeah, I don't know where you're going with it.
I had a reason and I lost it. But you're talking about social media, I think. And you're talking about celebrities seeing it. And I was saying how they could actually reply because they do engage with people. I think that's where I was going.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I see that happening. It's just like the chances of it. If like someone has like hundreds of thousands of followers, like the chances of that happening to you with your own mediocrity is like very slim to none. And it's like, I mean, I totally get the, you know, wanting to promote your own shit and everything like that. But then it just adds like this extra layer of superficiality. It's just like it's not even like a genuine attempt to engage. It's just like a self-serving way to promote yourself.
Well, they could always just not engage, but
I mean that's my preference.
Say again.
That's my preference.
But you say it's slim to none that they'll retweet you, but I mean it's slimmer if you don't message them at all.
I mean, I guess like, you know, you apply the same logic to play in the lottery.
Yeah, same thing.
It's just
you gotta really play to the win. It's just, you gotta shoot your shot.
I don't think I want that prize, though.
Yeah, again, you're probably in the minority here.
Yeah.
But where is it going with this? So we're talking about Elon Musk, and but I mean, it's not so much that I'm passionate about the issue. It's just, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I guess because I have people around me who get involved in these things more than I guess you do. I have more experience to draw from to form an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about my whole intense, annoying conversation I had last night, and I was wondering if I should bring that up. I feel like that is a good example of what we're talking about with the idol worship.
And I was wondering if you, like, would,
I'm not going to say any names, obviously. He knows who he is. But we were talking, we had a almost 2-hour conversation over text about Chrissy Teigen and how she allegedly harassed a teenager for a year 10 years ago. And he will stay, like, he's a stan. He has a habit of standing things. He'll disagree with me vehemently, but he's wrong. And it's like, he has two levels of standing. It's like one that he acknowledges that he's doing, because like when I brought it up to him that he was, like, his opinion on this was born mostly of standing. He's like, I don't stan her. I stan Rihanna. And I'm like, okay, so what you mean is you really like Rihanna to the point that you probably stalk her a little bit, which is what standing is, essentially. And if you don't know what standing is, we'll get into a more proper definition later. But this one is more insidious, because I feel, with the Chrissy Teigen, because he doesn't realize he's doing it. Like, our whole argument was me saying that it is absolutely insane and this person has some kind of issue where she would sustain an argument with a stranger online for a whole year, checking in every month just to tell this person that she wished they would die.
And isn't this person in question a minor?
They were a minor at the time, and they were also a child bride.
Yeah, way to punch
exactly.
down.
Exactly. I'm like, this person is not in, like, even it, like, there's no evidence. You can't look it up to see if, because Tegan deleted her tweets. You can't look it up to see if the younger person initiated it. And his whole argument, and he kept holding on to the idea that she did with no evidence. Like, I'm like, just look at what's here. Like, forget that idea that maybe she did this, and he just wouldn't do it. But again, because standing. And I'm like, he's like, oh, well, if it's a kid and they think they're big enough to say something, they're big enough to get slapped down. I'm like, okay, I'm not saying I disagree with you exactly, but it's like, that's one exchange. It's like the kid says something snide, you have your little hissy fit and say what you want back, and then you dead it. You leave it alone, you block, and you move on, and you cry into your fucking money because you have millions of dollars, and why should the words of a fucked up, angry, probably teenager bother you? You're a fucking adult. Why does that bother you? That doesn't make any sense. Like, what conceivable reason is there to go back and forth and make you look like you got a little dick and a little brain and argue with someone for like a whole fucking year? That makes no sense at all.
I feel like you got a lot of time on your hands.
Yeah, a lot of time, and your neurotransmitters are not working properly. Like, something ain't right. And like, I'm like, the whole thing, the whole argument that we had, I just wanted him to admit that she was being crazy. He just would not. It's like anything I threw at him, he tried to justify it. It was like, well, this. I'm like, that makes no sense to say. Like, I threw at him, I was like, okay, so you're saying it's okay to argue with a child for a year. I was like, what is too young of a child? And I was like, I asked him, how long have you personally held on to a grudge with a stranger on the internet? He's like, 5 days. I was like, why is it okay for her to go completely off the rails and fucking sustain it for this long? He's like, well, that's just me. I'm like, that's such a fucking cop-out argument. I hate that so much. Like, that doesn't apply to everything. I mean, you can objectively look at this situation and be like, nah, this person's nutty. But I say he's a stan because he would not allow himself to look at the thing objectively because of his own personal feelings about this other stranger who doesn't mean anything to him other than he finds her amusing or attractive or something. And like, stanning in general is like when a person has an irrational attachment to a stranger to the point that they're looking, like Jen was saying earlier, like getting into their business and looking at their details, possibly knowing where they lived, who they used to date, where they used to work, like stuff like that. And it's just like, fucking why? Like, what do you get out of that? Are you going to go find where they lived and like try to rent their old apartment and see if like the wallpaper smells like them? Like,
ew.
Like, I don't understand it. I know, like, some people, like, they'll fucking go and, like, harass people's exes. And, like, I'm sure the public has, like, ruined more than one celebrity relationship because people couldn't mind their fucking business.
It's just so bizarre to me. Like, I don't even care about that level of detail of, like, people that I know in real life and interact
exactly.
with. Like, why would I care about that level of detail with someone who's completely unattached to me?
I feel like it's possibly a level of ownership, like misguided ownership. Like, you think that because you invested this time and you bought this person's albums or you saw their movies or whatever, that they owe you something.
I mean, it's just insane.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's sane. I'm just saying I think that's part of it.
Like, I've talked to you about this before. Like, I prefer not to know those things about people. Like, because I just feel that, like, the more that I learn about a person, like a celebrity or whatever, the more that I'm going to find out that they're like a rapist, child molester, cannibal or something like that, that like kicks puppies for pleasure. It's like, it's just, people are terrible. Like, there are very few exceptions to that rule. And like, when I do find out that someone is a horrible monster, it does affect my ability to then enjoy the art that they produce.
Yeah.
So if I find out that like an actor or an actress is a terrible person, then like I don't really want to like see their movies anymore or watch TV shows with them anymore. It's just like, no, I don't want to see you. Like, you're gross. Yeah.
a lot of people have that disconnect, though. Like, I don't understand. Like, I'll get into that later. But I just wanted to touch on what you said about you see someone and you like their stuff, and then you find out they're, like, a rapist or something. I was talking to two beers earlier today, and he brought up the term milkshake duck. What? A milkshake duck. Like, that's what that's called. It's like, I don't know who originated the term, but he was saying when he looked it up, is like the picture they had with it was like, it's a picture of a cute duck. And everyone was like, oh, look at this cute duck. And then under it, the OP was like, this duck is also racist. So it's like your initial impression being ruined by further information about the thing that you like.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it.
So a milkshake. We were talking about Andrew Yang, and he tried to call him a milkshake duck. Like, he asked if he was a milkshake duck. I'm like, no, Andrew Yang was just sucky from the beginning, and people just didn't want him to be sucky, so they ignored all the suckiness that he exudes. Mm-hmm. It's just like, it's really funny to me how people are just acting like his out of touchness is new. Like, I honestly, I can't pinpoint a point during his presidential run, his shitty run that he shouldn't have done in the first place, where I was like, oh, this guy is a clown. But because I couldn't pinpoint and I couldn't like cite any evidence, I didn't really like go around talking about it a lot. But then when he started trying to run for mayor of New York City, and he started doing all this dumb shit that shows that he doesn't actually live here or care about the interests of people who live here, and more like all the people who fled the city during COVID, is like, oh, so yeah, now y'all see what I was talking about.
Well, to be fair, there were a lot of clowns that were running definitely. At that point. So but it was difficult to focus on one clown over another.
He was like a forerunner, though, because people said they liked his policies, and they were like very basic, like whatever policies, if I'm recalling correctly, which I may not be. I might not be. Like, I remember
He hung on for a little bit, but he didn't. I mean, I don't know. I feel like he was out like midway at least.
Like, I remember Two Beards was saying that he liked his policies. I was like, this guy does not have a snowball's chance. I don't understand why he's wasting everyone's time.
I think that sometimes, this is a tangent, but I do think that sometimes people decide to run because they kind of hope that the policies themselves will be popular enough that whoever is the front runner will, like, adopt that policy.
That would make sense. But I feel like his policies were not, like I said, I don't remember. This is just me digging into my feelings of the time. And I feel like his policies were not really anything that special. I feel like they weren't that different from, like, Bernie Sanders' policies. Like, I think he had, like, a pro-weed thing. And even though I'm very pro-marijuana, I feel like I would still, like, fuck this guy. He kind of sucks. To go back to the original thing, and to pick on Elon Musk a little bit more, like I said before, like, I don't know why he's famous other than he kind of had something. He's rich. And like you said, he's mediocre. And those two things together give him fanboys. But it's just like, why is he even on anyone's radar? Like, where did he come from that anyone has heard of him, though? Like before, like prior to Tesla, I know he had like a little something to do with PayPal. Ugh, my stupid aligners are making me lisp. I hate it. I don't know if you caught that one.
I was wondering why you sounded extra juicy.
Like I said, I sounded like Sylvester the cat. It was really annoying. But
suffering sucker cash. Say that.
No.
Say
it. No.
Say it.
But he had something to do with PayPal, which was like even like a tertiary role or a secondary role. Like I remember people saying, "Oh, he created PayPal." Like that's not true though. It's like he had something to do with it. He got like bought out early on, but it wasn't like he didn't make it, if I recall correctly.
I mean, I just feel that he like hired a good PR team.
I guess.
I mean, because he doesn't really have any very notable accomplishments. And he's like objectively a clown. I mean, he's really silly and stupid. But I just like I feel that like if you have a good PR team, like you can spread enough like fanboy shit out there that it starts becoming
but that leads me to my thing, like in essence, like it seems like he comes across as like a jack of all trades, like he has his hands in like everything, and I guess he's not really great at anything. Again, this is just my impression. I don't know the man, but I hate that anything he touches becomes gold in a sense. Like with Dogecoin, that jumped so much when he was talking good things about it, and that he got on Saturday Night Live and called it a hustle, and it dropped so much. Like, over the course of, like, the last 4 days, like, the shit has dropped, like, more than 20 cents because he made a little stupid joke about it. And it's like, what is wrong with y'all? Like, why are you...
He didn't learn his lesson from when he, like, tweeted shit on, what was it, like, was it about Tesla? And he got, like, fined for, like, manipulating the market.
Yeah. But, I mean, that only works if they want to hold him to it. And it's like, they're not going to do it. No, they did it that time because it was an extreme case and it was, like, his own company. But anything else, they don't give a shit. But I hate how celebrities are automatically elevated to the status of experts in, like, fields that they just, like, they have no business being called an expert in, if you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, because they're endorsing something or other, then that automatically makes them an expert in it.
And it's just, it's weird. Like, that's all part of, like, the fanaticism. Well, he talked about it. He knows what he's talking about. It's like, I could talk about it, too. That doesn't mean I'm an expert. What makes them the expert? Like, give me the credentials.
I mean, honestly, like, and this is, I mean, I feel like it's going to be a little mean. It's going to be a little harsh. But I just feel that, like, people who, like, are super into celebrities like that, it's like, well, you're just kind of simple. Like, I mean, like, I just don't understand. Maybe that makes me simple. But, like, I just, it's just like, you don't have any connection with them. They, like, they do nothing, like, for your life. They don't care whether you live or die. Mm-hmm. It's just like, and it is, it's incredibly boring. Like, it's incredibly boring. I just don't understand.
Because everything else, like, why is would more you boring.
Invest so much, like, emotional and mental energy into something that has absolutely no bearing on your life whatsoever? And then, like, people making decisions, like, based off of, like, celebrity whatevers. It's just like, what's wrong with you?
Because they think they're experts for whatever reason. Like, that makes you think of lesser celebrities, like, Instagram influencers and shit, and how they fucking get elevated to expert status for no fucking reason. Like, oh, let's say I'm a fitness YouTube influencer, fitness influencer, and that means that I will sometimes post me doing a workout, but it's mostly me in leggings and shilling, like, fit tea, like yogi tea and shit, weight loss tea. And people will go along with what I'm saying, even though I'm not producing any kind of credentials. I don't have no kind of certificate or degree or anything. It's just me looking like I know what I'm doing. And that's enough for everyone to fall in line with it. And, like, that's just, it's fucking idiotic. I don't get it.
I mean, I guess, like, if I'm trying to help myself understand, then, like, I guess I would, like, especially with, like, influencers or whatever, like, people might be tempted to think, like, oh, like, they're just a regular person like me, even though that couldn't be further from the case. And so it's like, if they think that they're just, like, a regular person like them, then it's like, well, if this product works for them, then it should work for me,
but
too.
But they're never taking it, though. They're just selling it.
I know, that's the thing. It's like, I feel that it's also, like, we've touched on this before, like, a huge lack of media literacy. Like, they don't understand what these influencers are being paid to do. They don't understand that, like, this Instagram account is basically just a commercial. And so it's just, they aren't able then to make truly informed decisions because they're just being spoon-fed this Instagram commercial.
Even though they hashtag it ad.
Like, right? Well, people don't read.
They leave it there. They have it right there. Hashtag ad. This is an ad. Fucking mess. But, like, it's really dangerous and harmful that people do this. Like, they just buy fully into these things with no kind of critical thinking about it at all. But this is the human race. This is what we do.
Yeah, it's really weird.
I have a note here because when I wrote this, it was when Kurt Russell was saying that celebrities should stay out of politics and whatnot. And it's just like, at the time, my opinion was that they are also people and they should express their feelings, especially when it's going up against hateful rhetoric and whatever. But now I feel like maybe these people should just shut the fuck up.
I mean, I don't know if I would go that far. Like I do think that... Like, I know we talked about this before, too. Like, I feel like we were talking about this with Nabokov and, like, Lolita and stuff like that. But I feel that, like, if you know that you have a platform and that your voice will reach people and that you do have a certain measure of influence, then that places upon you a huge level of responsibility to get shit right. And so it's like, I have no problems with celebrities and whatnot airing their thoughts on politics and other like social things that are going on. And I think that it can be a really good thing. And I think that to say, like, well, they shouldn't be able to do that. They, you know, all of that. Like, I feel that that is, you know, just because you become like an actor or an actress or something like that doesn't mean that you give up your right to express your opinion. And I think that's silly. But I do think that they have a responsibility to research things thoroughly and to make sure that the message that they're spreading is a factual one.
But that's not how this works, though. It's like, because they're regular people, they're just going to say, like, you're going to get Gina Carano's, is essentially what I mean. Like, you're just going to have people say whatever the fuck they want. And it's like, there's no way to behold them to these standards because they're just regular people.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I feel that, like, just because it's difficult to hold them to those sorts of standards doesn't mean that the standards shouldn't then exist. Like, I can still, like, hold people to standards even if they aren't meeting those
standards. I'm not saying it shouldn't exist. I'm just saying they're ultimately not really going to matter. Like, when you factor in actual people into the scenario, I just feel like you're just going to be disappointed. They're just going to fuck up. And sometimes I would rather they just not say anything.
I'm always disappointed. That's kind of the point of the podcast. I mean, yeah, like, I'm continually disappointed by people being idiots, but it's like, I still feel that we have to try to push people to not be idiots. Otherwise, like, what's the fucking point? Just lie down and die.
Yeah. That would be easier.
It would be easier.
But I just feel like for change like that to happen, there has to be enough people that care, and I feel like there's too many people to be like, oh, it's just my opinion, blah, 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 blah. And they don't give a shit about anything further than that.
Yeah. I know.
But yeah,
I'm just like, what is it? Sisyphus rolling up that rock up the hill every single goddamn day. And then it rolls back down on me and I have to start all over again. It's pointless and it's stupid. And yeah, I keep doing it.
You do you. I mean, if you want to do it, do it up. No, but it's weird how in the months since we wrote this, my opinion has changed. I feel like it's my interaction last night that kind of took that from me. I mean, in a month from now, I could probably change my opinion back, but just seeing how people behave online when they're like unchecked is just fucking gross and terrible. Like, especially like famous people.
Well, it's like, I feel that, like, it's like the, like, in, like, I guess, like, stories and stuff like that, like, the ideal ruler is, well, firstly, one that is reluctant to rule, but then also one that has been, like, kind of, like, at least made aware of the weight of that responsibility and respects the weight of that responsibility. And, like, I just feel that, like, people with that level of responsibility now, like, have never been made aware of the severity of the consequences of their actions.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
And so it's just, like, it's like you just take a bunch of fucking dodos and then you give them immense fucking power. And it's like, and then we're shocked that they don't wield it responsibly.
Mm-hmm. To go back to this point again, like, I feel like when we wrote it, like, my thinking was how some celebrities were holding their tongues because they didn't want to upset. Like, was it even, like, about looking like a fucking idiot? It's that they didn't want to upset part of their fan bases. Because, mm-hmm. like, at the time, I think we wrote this pre-election, maybe?
Or
it was right after. And it's, like...
Maybe it was pre-insurrection.
I know it was definitely that. But they just, like, they know shit is wrong. Like, some of the stuff that was happening at the time was just objectively wrong, and they just wouldn't say anything mm-hmm. because they're afraid of blowback from a bunch of babies fucking catching a fit. And it's like, how you sit there on your hands when you know this is wrong and fucking do nothing? Mm-hmm. Like, it's
Well, okay. See, that's... Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, it's objectively wrong. Like, it's not a matter of political lines, ID politics. It's like, the shit is just wrong. And you're going to say, mm-hmm. like, sometimes people just have to be offended when you're standing up for something rather than standing up for nothing. And I understand that maybe they're trying to separate their brand and their personal selves or whatever. But it's like, you really want your brand to be this yellow, like, this cowardly? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. And that's why I think that, like, that celebrities, you know, when they do the right thing, like, they can, like, take these stands, they can make people, like, other people feel empowered to take those stands as well, and to really, like, you know, stand up for what's right. Yeah, it's like, saying nothing doesn't do anything but enable those who are doing all the terrible things.
But then, I don't know what happened since then that made me just remember how stupid fucking people are, and given the chance, they'll open their mouths and fucking ruin everything. Like, I feel like everything in this conversation is tied, because it's like, you're talking about seeing too much about people, like milkshake ducks. And I feel like mm-hmm. everyone is a potential milkshake duck.
Yeah, I mean... And I feel that it's, like, it's also more complicated than just being a milkshake duck. Because it's like, okay, like, obviously there are some things where you can't walk away from that. Like, you are a rapist or something. So it's like, that's it. You're done. Donezo. But it's like, if you, like, you know, say something stupid, then it's like, I do feel that there is a, you know, we talked about this before. Like, there's an opportunity to... be able to grow from that, to realize that you were in the wrong, to then further use your platform to talk about why that was wrong, and to help educate people who also may have said something stupid like that. And so it's just like, I don't think that it's like this, you either are a milkshake duck or you're not. It's like a continuum.
Well, I mean, I feel... the definition of the establishment of a milkshake duck depends on what happened after the incident that made them a milkshake duck in the first place. But, like, I don't know. I hate celebrity apologies or celebrity growth moments because they always feel disingenuous and they only feel like they're doing just because they got caught. Like, it's not like, oh, I actually mm-hmm. feel this way. It's like, nah, you caught me. I guess I'm saying I'm sorry now and I'm learning. And it's like, you're fucking nut. You don't care.
Yeah, their publicist told them
they learned not to do this in public, which I guess is something. Because like I said before, everyone is shitty. You just don't have to be shitty where everyone can see it.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, you know, we're talking about, like, celebrities not having to open their fat mouths. I just feel that that applies to just, you know, all people across the mm-hmm. board.
It's I just feel like it's worse with celebrities because they have stands and fanboys and fangirls or whatever who will fucking emulate what they're doing because they have half a brain in their head.
Yeah, because they don't have an original thought of their own. Like, they're not their own individual.
Tribalism, that's the worst thing that's ingrained in human beings. And since we all live apart, this is my theory. We're constantly looking for something to fill that void with various things, and it makes us do a lot of stupid shit. And I hate it.
So what do you think you try to fill the void with?
I don't know. I think...
Dirty answers only.
Himbos. But seriously, I don't know. Like, I think about that a lot. I feel like I would probably be dead. Like, if this was, like, a time where we needed, like, tribalism, like, when it was keeping us alive, I'd probably be dead or, like, living in a cave by myself or with, like, two or three other weirdos.
I'd probably be one of those weirdos.
More than likely. But, I got this next point here. You're talking about... It says, should you be able to separate the celebrity / artist from the art they create? And, like, I hate this argument. Like, the argument for doing this, because it's like, it's fucking... Why? Why separate them? Like, I can't think of a positive reason other than their work is so critical. Well, okay, but then the person's a piece of shit. So, like, watch it and say it's influential, but don't give them another dime.
You see, that's the thing, is that, like, because it does suck that the unfortunate reality is that, like, there are some good pieces of art created by monsters. And, like, I think that they are good enough pieces of art that they can and should still be enjoyed. But, yeah, I agree. Don't give that person another single dime. It'd be even better if you just waited to enjoy it until after they were dead.
Well, who are you? What piece of art are you thinking of specifically? Like, I can't think of anything off the top of my own head.
Let me think of who's a terrible person. I mean, Hemingway wasn't that great of a guy. He was a bit of a misogynist. I love his books. You put me on the spot. I'm trying to think of terrible people. Like, I'm trying to think of terrible people, and I know that there are plenty of them. So that's why it's annoying me that I'm coming up blank. I mean, I guess, like, I don't know if I would, particularly agree that... I mean, I don't necessarily like this guy's movies, although Annie Hall was okay. But, like, Woody Allen, I think, is a good example of someone who people really like his movies. They think that they're really good. I thought that, like I said, I think Annie Hall was all right. But he's terrible. And he doesn't deserve another dime.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I feel like...
So, like, enjoy his movies after he's dead.
I feel like the influence of art or whatever, like, in this sense, is, like, it's objective. Like, I don't feel like anybody, like, just me personally, like, because I can't think of anything that is that good that you can't just throw the whole thing away.
I mean, Picasso was a major influence and a brilliant artist, and he was also a monster.
I think that's an objective take. Like, I know in the Western canon that's... It seems like a...
Do you mean subjective? There you
go. Subjective take. I know it's like a... It's a maxim in the Western canon, but I just... Like, I know that because I'm told that, not because I feel that myself. Like, the statement of Picasso's brilliance and genius and all this.
He was just a huge pioneer in terms of art movements. And a major voice at that time that influenced a lot of others.
But could that also be because of his, what's the word? Like, did he have money? Let me put it that way.
Yeah. That whole crew had money.
Yeah, I think that absolutely. Also skews my opinion of this whole thing.
Well, I mean, it would be really difficult if we're going back into the past and really even contemporary too, it would be really difficult to pick out major influences of art who weren't also backed by major money. Like, it goes hand in hand. It's incredibly possible that there were other voices at that time that were doing brilliant things as well. They just didn't have the financial backing.
I guess,
but we just don't know
like
them.
That's how I feel about all that. That whole idea.
I mean, the same thing happens now. Like, I mean, it's like many actors and actresses and musicians, they all have connections to the industry and major money behind them.
Like, it's so fucking crazy. Like, it's, you can play 6 degrees of separation with pretty much any celebrity. It's really weird. Like, Snoop Dogg and Brandy are cousins.
Yeah. Really?
And then there's also this really popular wrestler who's starting to act now, and she is also their cousin. What's her name? Sasha Banks. And it's like everyone is someone's cousin or someone's godson or something like that.
That's why it's so gross when like celebrities like date each other, because it's like incest in the royal family.
I mean, they might not be the same branch. They could be pretty far removed.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sending you a thing. You don't gotta look at it right now, though. Oh my god, I hope I can get this clicking out, because this guy could not do this.
What's he
playing? Overwatch or something. Or League. Hmm. I have this last point on here, and I don't know why it's here. Like, what this has to do with it. It's talking about real person fanfic and the boundaries that crosses. I think I just wanted to talk about how nasty it is and how much I fucking hate it. But before we get to that point, like, talking about separating the celebrity from the art or whatever. Just, like, in a more modern take, like you were talking about how Picasso is, you know, influential and all this. But like I said, it's subjective, because people do that with fucking Jeffree Star. And he's allegedly a piece of shit. It's like people will bend their morality to support, to sustain their fanaticism. And it's just annoying.
Well, I just, like, that's why I think it's easier to do this with, like, people who are dead and gone.
Mm.
Because then it's like, well, they're, you know, they're not getting anything anymore, and it's so much easier to separate the art from the artists then, because they're not around, still doing stupid shit.
But I mean, that's just like, that works for a very specific subset of people. Like, that doesn't really help people right now who have like stuff by people who are like fucking rapists or message underage children on messenger apps looking for a hookup and then pretending it.
Well, I mean, I just feel that, like, at a certain point, you just have to take an ethical stand. Like, you just have to, like, I mean, what actions are you willing to excuse so you can buy a cheap-ass product, like, whatever it is, you know? Like, they, I mean, I feel that it takes, it's asking of people to do a level of introspection and thinking about, like, what really are my moral lines and why are they there?
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't think that people do that. I don't think that people think deeply on subjects of morality and justice and ethics at all.
No. They don't. That's why we are where we are.
I think it's really important that we do, though. Like, it's, I think it's some of the most critical conversations that you can have with yourself.
Ain't nobody got time for that, though.
But you have to.
Nope.
You have to, or, like, here we are.
And that's why we are where we are. No one has time for that. I think that's part of capitalism. Is built in so that people don't have time to do these kind of moral quandaries. They're too worried about fucking trying to feed themselves and keep their kids out of trouble and in school. No one has time for that.
I do agree. Like, Rousseau talks about that exactly. That, like, in order to have a moral and like just and whatnot society that is based on reason, you have to give people the leisure to do those things. Like, they can't be living hand to mouth. Like, they can't be living purely for survival. And that the kind of central focus and drive of a society should be to give its people that leisure time to think about what is truly right and just.
Mm-hmm. I feel like...
And so I do think that it is a feature, not a bug, of our society that we don't allow people that time.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was saying. I was going to say, I feel like that's why we've had the last year, because people were not working due to COVID. And they had the time
to... Yeah, they had time to think.
That's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I completely agree.
It's just a shame that that's what it took. The whole world shutting down. For people to be able, mm-hmm. for people to be able to do this. God, can I talk?
Well, and you know, that's like, that's what people in power and whatnot are afraid of, is giving people that time to think about what's going on. Be like, no, wait, that's fucked up. And then do something about it.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to the GOP for trying to keep their foot on everyone's throat with that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just wanted to throw in my Jeffree Star comment, because I like letting people know how much this man sucks whenever I can.
You sent me that link, this was like a while ago, of that, like those star mirrors or something.
Yeah. Now those crazy people who had like every single one, and they were like,
yeah, that's all so over weird.
Their walls or whatever, they had like essentially shrines built up to it.
And see, that's why it's like, I, you know, like, I think that, so it's like, he's like a terrible person. And I know that you've told me about like the things that he's done, but honestly, I don't remember like all the things that he's done. But like, so he's like a terrible person. But if you like the styles that he does with makeup and stuff like that, I think that there are ways still to like see what he's doing with makeup and be inspired by that, but also not give him $500 billion with all of his shitty cheap ass mirrors.
But also it's hard to do that though, because he also is on YouTube, and if you watch his YouTube videos, you're giving him money just by virtue of clicking on his videos. Yeah.
I mean, can't you just like isn't there a way around that somehow?
Not really. I mean, you can look at his Instagram, but it's different content. Like, the way these people work, like, obviously I don't stalk him like that, but the way these people tend to work, it's like the bulk of their content that people know them for will be on YouTube, and then it's supplementary material on on Instagram and Twitter. So it's like, if you want something that'll actually, like, inspire you or show you how to do something, you would have to go to, like, the YouTube, which is what would make him money.
You know what would be... you would probably get sued for this somehow, but I just don't know how this would happen if you yourself weren't making money on it. But like, if you would just like consistently mine his YouTube channel for content, like just downloading the videos and then hosting them somewhere else and just being like, okay, so the people who want to watch his videos but not give this asshole any money, come over here.
His stance would definitely write you out, and you'd get a cease and desist for that.
Yeah, but if you're not making any money off of it. But you're still
stealing his content, and that's not allowed.
Not stealing.
Stealing.
Unfortunately. That implies that, like, I own it, but I don't. Like, it would just be like, this is his. It's just in a different location. It's
stealing in that you're taking money away from him by redirecting people from his content where he wants it to be to someplace else that's not giving him money. Like, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that's how it is.
Well, then I guess if you thought that he was a bad person, then you would just have to not watch his shitty videos. Yeah, and
watch, like, the 800,000 other makeup YouTubers who exist who do about the same shit.
I mean, I just feel that there are, like, certain sacrifices that you have to be willing to make in order to do the right thing. Like, it's not always, like, a sacrifice that's amazing. Like, obviously. Like, there are, like, you know, there are some things that you would like to do, but you can't because it's wrong. Because it's, like, going to hurt someone else or something like that. So you just don't do it.
So,
like, I just feel it's that simple.
Why should anyone care about that?
Because you're doing the right thing.
What makes it the right thing?
Why would you want to hurt... Because you're, like, if you were to, like, watch his videos, like, and he, like, again, I don't remember what he did, but, like, this, he's, like, hurting people in some way, right? So it's, like, you're, like, giving him financial backing in order to continue that sort of abusive behavior. So, like, at the very least, don't contribute to that. Like, you can't stop him from doing it. Like, there's nothing you can do to actually stop him, but you don't have to be financially supporting him. It's like the whole vote with your dollars thing.
I agree.
It's like, I'm not going to shop at a company that's donating to anti-LGBTQ causes. Like, fuck those people. Like, I'm not going to give them my money to do that sort of shitty thing. I can't stop them from doing that, but I don't have to pay them to do that.
So what would you say to someone who is like, well, I'm just one person and my click doesn't matter that much?
It's still money.
But it's like 15 cents.
It's like 15 less cents than he would have had. And there were, if there were more people that stood up and like decided not to do that as well, to withhold their click, then maybe he would reflect and think about what a terrible person, like, he is. And change
his behavior. I agree with you. I'm just recounting a conversation I had with someone like years ago. Like when we were talking about Foxconn, that place that makes like microchips. I think it's in China. And like people were like overworked and like jumping off the roof and like killing themselves and shit. And I was like, this is terrible. These are inhumane conditions. Maybe we should fucking not buy these electronics that use this for a little while until they get their shit together. And so I was like, it doesn't matter, I'm just one person, I just really want a PlayStation. And I'm like, are you for real? It's like, you don't need a PlayStation. It's not gonna kill you to not get a PlayStation for like 3 months,
right? It's like, it doesn't even always have to be like forever. Like a lot of times companies, when they start feeling like the hit on their wallets, like they'll start changing their ways. I mean, that's the whole reason you have all of these brands like celebrating Pride Month and everything, is because it became more lucrative. Yeah,
that's
to them.
The only reason.
And so it's exactly, so it's like you can influence things with the money that you choose or do not choose to spend. And again, like, even if it didn't make any difference, even if you were the only person in the world who didn't do that, then you would still not be contributing to an injustice. And I think that that is worth it.
I feel like this takes a certain personality type to want to do this. And I think that personality type is has a base level of pettiness that most people maybe don't have. Because, like, I do this too, but I'm also very petty.
Are you saying that I'm petty?
You know this.
I'm not that petty. I'm just doing the right thing.
I know, but I mean...
Or I try to do the right thing.
But I mean, that's not enough for a lot of people.
Well, I think a lot of people are morally
this
bankrupt.
This is also true.
It's just, like, a lot of people are fucking monsters. It's like, you're so selfish and you need this thing, like, right now that you can't, like, withhold satisfaction for, like... Even up to like a year, like, or even never, like just never getting that thing or watching that video. It's like, is your life going to be altered in a substantial way because you didn't watch that video? It's just like, and you know, you can make the argument, well, is my, you know, is whatever going to be altered in a substantially different way if I did watch that video? And it's like, okay, like maybe not, but I just feel that, why contribute to injustice if you don't have to?
Because it doesn't matter.
Why would you want to be a perpetuator of it?
Because they don't feel like what they're doing
matters.
Like,
if it doesn't matter, then, like, we could all just kill ourselves.
I feel like we come to that argument a lot.
Yeah, well, it's like, if it doesn't matter, then it's like, what's the point in, like, trying to do good at all? Like, why don't we all just devolve into, like, the Purge?
I'm sure GOP would like that.
It's like, I have to believe that on, like, some level, like, even if I don't see the outcome, like, that the choices that I try to make that are just are going to have some impact, even if it's incredibly minute, that like trying to be just and trying to be kind is worth it to someone at some point in time.
I feel a lot of people are incapable of thinking that way. I don't know what...
I mean, because... Well, just certainly, like, being unjust and unkind has effects on people.
But like,
and it's like, why would you want to have that effect?
Because it benefits them. Yep. We're disgusting monkeys. Like, we're animals. We're gross. We're awful. And we can work to overcome these things. But some people would argue, why bother? Because you live in a society...
I mean, these same people, though, would expect other people to be kind and just to them.
Maybe.
It's like, no, they absolutely would. It's like all these people, like, if they were, like, in, like, a Walmart or something like that, and they thought that something wasn't going their way and that they weren't being treated fairly, they would be, like, taking a shit on the fucking floor. Like, they would lose it because they feel that they weren't being treated justly or fairly. Like, they want the just treatment, but they don't feel that they owe it to anyone else. And it's like, no, that's what you get when you sign up to be in a society. Like, if you want to live amongst people, then I feel that you have to treat people with a base level of respect and kindness. Like, you can't like, act like an asshole to everyone else and then expect kindness in return.
I feel... There's a good portion of people who would expect that. I wouldn't say all of them would, though. So I think that's a good place to end it there. So let us know what you thought. How do you feel about celebrities and the weird idol worship we've got going on in this, the year of our Lord, 2021? Hit us up on socials, and we'll see you next time.
You've just listened to We're Disappointed. Intro music is Feels Bad by Strong Suit. Outro music is Decisions by Dream Heaven. You can find them on the Free Music Archive and Pixabay. If you have something that disappoints you, you can send us a line at We're Disappoint on Twitter and Instagram, or our website at WeAreDisappointed.com, and we can be disappointed together in future shows. Thanks for listening.